Hello and welcome. I'm Anthony Shudra, and this is the Only Lore Warhammer podcast. Today's topic will be about one of the greatest Canadians and how he helped change film, science fiction, and Warhammer. James Cameron was born on August 16th, 1954 in Capoose Casing, Ontario. When he was 17, his family moved to California, where he went to high school, and enrolled in a community college in 1973. He switched subjects from physics to English, but ended up leaving the college a year later in 1974. Now out of college, he worked odd jobs and wrote in his spare time. He became interested in the film industry, more specifically, special effects, by reading about film technology at the library. After seeing Star Wars in 1977, he quit his job as a truck driver and decided to enter the film industry. His first work was a short film that he made with his friend in 1978, titled Xenogenesis. The next year, he got a job as a production assistant for the film Rock and Roll High School and started working as a model maker for Roger Corman Studios. Afterwards, in 1980, he was hired as the art director for Battle Beyond the Stars, and the year after that did the special effects for Escape from New York and was the production designer for Galaxy of Terror. In 1982, he helped with the design for Android and was hired to be the special effects director in Piranha 2, The Spawning. After filming in Rome, he had a nightmare about a robot assassin coming from the future to kill him. That same year, he wrote the script for The Terminator and wanted to direct the movie. He ended up selling the script for $1 under the condition that he would direct the film. The Terminator exceeded all expectations and earned $78 million worldwide. It was popular with audiences and praised for its impressive visual effects. It was his breakout film and what he needed to cement himself as a writer and director. After The Terminator, he co-wrote the screenplay for Rambo, First Blood Part 2. And started working on his next big feature, Aliens, which released in 1986. Aliens was another big success, earning $130 million, and was nominated for 7 Academy Awards. Afterwards, he directed The Abyss, which was released in 1989 and praised for its special effects, including early use of computer-generated imagery like water. In 1991, he was an executive producer for Point Break, and finally got the chance to make the sequel to The Terminator. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, came out in 1991 and was one of the most expensive films ever made at the time, partly due to its use of CGI. It made over $300 million worldwide and won 4 Academy Awards. James planned to make a third Terminator film, but he didn't end up doing it until the rights were bought by another company. In the meantime, he worked on a couple smaller films in 1994 and 1995. Then came his next major film, Titanic. Titanic was one of the most expensive films ever made, costing $200 million to make. On release, the film became the highest-grossing film of all time and won 11 Academy Awards, tying it for the world record. After Titanic, he laid low and directed various documentaries until 2009, when he released his next big feature, Avatar. The film was an ambitious project, as lots of the characters were completely made with CGI. The film cost $300 million to make, and made $2.7 billion worldwide, breaking the previous record set by Titanic. It was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, and it won 3 of them. His most recent film was Alita: Battle Angel, which came out last year, and apparently, there is supposed to be an Avatar sequel in production, although it is probably delayed due to certain world events. As we just covered, James Cameron has made a lot of films, but let's get the opinion of someone who has seen nearly all of them.
Hi, I'm Trevor Shudra.
So, when did you first see The Terminator?
I first saw The Terminator in 1984 when it came out. the first time it came out in the movie theater.
What did you think when you first saw it?
I really liked the film. It had a lot of interesting effects and visual graphics that hadn't really been seen before in a film. And in particular, it was quite well done because it was a low budget film, from what I remember. So for the budget, I think they stretched every dollar that they had in their budget to achieve a cinematic masterpiece. And and I mean, that's when we were first introduced to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who played the role of the Terminator. And he really fit the role. His physical presence was quite menacing, and it was a machine that was unrelenting and couldn't be stopped. So that his physique and character really played into the role really well.
What kind of impact do you think the film made when it was released?
I think it had a really big impact. As I mentioned before, it was kind of a, I guess it was fairly low budget film, and they'd done a lot of interesting visual effects and graphic work on it for the amount of money that they had to make it. And this was, I guess, one of James Cameron's first big films, and he later went on to do many more big movies that are well known. And this was his first foray into feature films, I guess. So in that sense, it was an important stepping stone for him and for Arnold Schwarzenegger, because that was also one of the roles that started his career as well.
Do you think the film is still significant today?
Yes, I do, because it touched on a lot of themes that we're actually starting to experience today in terms of technological advancements, the forthcoming issues with AI, the danger it could pose to mankind. And also the films, not only the first Terminator, but then the second one, touched on nuclear threat to humankind as well. So I think all these issues that they touched upon back then are still quite important today, and maybe more so because of the advancements in technology and the fact that we have to be aware of how technological advancements can either help or hurt human beings.
What do you think of James Cameron and his films in general?
I think James Cameron is quite an important director, and he made quite a few films that are standout masterpieces. And you know, he made the Titanic and some other films that were, you know, quite big box office hits. And but not only that, they touched on many themes that are important to the human psyche and human condition. And I think those films still stand today up quite well with other newer films. They were made at a time when there wasn't a lot of CGI, and I think a lot of the films rely on that too much. And I think his films, his older films in particular, relied more on character development and story and plot rather than just visual effects. I think the visual effects were incorporated much better into the story and weren't put there just to be the main point of the film. There was, you know, a deeper connection to the other parts of the film other than just the visuals. So there were a couple of his later films I think were a bit weaker, such as Avatar. I think the storyline from that was a bit contrived and taken from other older stories and films. Although visually it was quite stunning and advanced for its time, I think as you look back on that film, it was a bit more contrived in terms of the story. And so that was, I think, one of his weaker films that way. But most of the films he'd done before that, I think, still stand up quite strongly today.
Well, Trevor, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
See ya.
Yeah, see you later.
That's interesting, but how does James relate back to Warhammer? Well, Warhammer takes inspiration from a lot of different things, including some of James Cameron's work. The Necrons, a sickly race who trade their souls for mechanical bodies and have a skeletal, robotic appearance, have grown to be one of the most popular factions in the game. Their designs clearly take inspiration from the Terminator, and they aren't the only one example of Warhammer taking inspiration from James Cameron's films, or even other material. Today, I have another Warhammer fan with me to talk about the Necrons and why they are so popular.
Hello, my name is Cameron Kermani, and I play Deathguard in Warhammer 40,000.
Hi Cameron, I know you're a big Deathguard fan, but today I wanted to ask your thoughts on Necrons as a faction.
Ah yes, the Necrons. Games Workshop have outdone themselves in the new release. Necrons are one of Games Workshop's most easily recognizable armies due to them being skeletons. But Games Workshop has put a unique twist on them by making them metal and adding tech components. The Necrons' new releases have made each of the models look unique, so the armies don't look the same. The problem with the old Necron models was that all of the units looked relatively similar. This problem has been removed in the new units.
The Necrons are getting quite popular nowadays. Why do you think that is?
Well, the Necrons, they're very easy to interpret by the public. Unlike most factions, they're based off a real-world thing that most people know what it looks like. The Necrons also have a very visually appealing look, and when they're painted, they look absolutely beautiful. Between the light silvers and the dark and light greens that are melded together to create a robotic tech kind of look. Also, the Necrons are very easy to get into. You can get large amounts of them for relatively cheap, and when painting them, you do not require many paints to paint them in a good scheme, unlike most Games Workshop models.
Do you think the Necrons, and Warhammer in general, take lots of inspiration from other material?
Yes, Warhammer definitely takes inspiration from other material, but that's what makes it unique. Warhammer is a mishmash of pop culture references, but does it all very well. The Necrons, specifically, are a Terminator reference, but instead of being more Terminator-like, they have a more skeletal feel, with green tech embedded in them, as to give them a unique side. The Necrons also have different units that look way different from Terminators. This is all a good thing, as it makes the Necrons even more unique than they already are.
Well, Cameron, thanks for attending this interview. It's going to really help out my podcast, and hopefully you'll enjoy it once it comes out.
See you later. I always enjoy talking about Warhammer.
What we just discussed is only one example of James Cameron's work inspiring others. He has left a profound impact on the world with his films, and helped change how movies were made with his revolutionary effects work and advancements in CGI. The movies he created helped inspire a generation of new science fiction, Warhammer included. He is one of the greatest directors of all time and the greatest Canadian director. And it is for these reasons that I would say he is the greatest Canadian. Thanks for listening to this episode of Only Lore. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing and stay tuned.